With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Alaska summit is one day away. Speaking to reporters at the Kennedy Center Wednesday, President Trump says he'll brief Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders immediately after his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and ceasefire talks could follow.
If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately, and we'll have a quick second meeting between President Putin and President Zelensky and myself, if they'd like to have me there. And that would be a meeting where maybe it could be absolutely work. But the first meeting will not work that out. Certain great things can be gained in the first. It's going to be a very important meeting, but it's setting the table for the second meeting.
Meanwhile, the war continues. Russian strikes in Ukraine's Sumy and Kherson regions have injured several people, including children. U.S. wholesale inflation surged last month. The Labor Department reports its producer price index, which measures inflation before it hits consumers, was up 0.9% last month from June and 3.3% from a year earlier. The numbers were much higher than forecasters had expected. The U.S. Census Bureau says the U.S. population of foreign-born residents is rapidly decreasing under President Trump.
The latest Census Bureau numbers show the total number of foreign-born people in the country dropped by 2.2 million from January through July. Most of those who left, 1.6 million, came from the illegal immigrant population. The numbers show an unprecedented turnaround in that illegals are now leaving the country at an even faster pace than the 120,000 a month that flooded into the country under President Biden. Bob Agner reported.
Stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 184 points in the NASDAQ composite. 64 in the red. This is SRN News. Texas is about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim man is going to jail for 10 years after he fired a gun outside a New York synagogue. Mufid Al-Qaeda was convicted of firing a shotgun in front of Temple Israel in Albany earlier this year and trying to tear down an Israeli flag while shouting Free Palestine. No one was injured in the incident. Anti-Semitism has been surging all around the globe, and the United States has not been spared. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
The latest inflation update looks at wholesale prices. The government reports producer prices surged last month, rising 0.9% from June and 3.3% from 1 year ago. In light of that report on producer prices, Wall Street's benchmarks, the Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P, opened lower this morning. Shares of Deere and Company slid 7.5% after the heavy equipment manufacturer cut its forecast despite beating Wall Street's third-quarter sales and profit targets. Deere's sales and profit fell significantly from a year ago, and the company cites near-term uncertainty in its earnings release. Tapestry, the parent of Kate Spade and Coach, saw its shares tumble more than 6% following a weak outlook that disappointed investors. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.